sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger.
We ain't gonna make it, Pop. We just ain't gonna make it.
What?
Look at these bills. We ain't gonna make it.
Don't say that. We faced the first of the month before we made it.
Yeah, but there finally comes a time when you know you ain't gonna make it.
What do you keep saying that for?
Well, we got 30 bucks between us, and we got bills here to total over $200.
We ain't gonna make it.
If only you and Bubba hadn't thrown away that money at the racetrack.
Listen, son, betting on a horse ain't throwing away money. It's like making an investment.
Is that so?
Yes, that is so. See, it's like investing in a piece of property. Only thing that this piece of property had a whole lot of lead in it.
Well, then what do you suggest? Because we ain't gonna make it.
Well, listen, we gotta figure out something. What do you think we ought to do? Only thing I can figure out is just to sell the best thing we got in the junkyard.
The best thing we got in the yard is a bathtub with a ring around it.
Well, let's pawn the ring.
That's right, just make jokes. But we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. As a matter of fact, we're in enough trouble to get on welfare.
Shut your mouth. Fred Sanford on relief? Never. I might be broke, but I got my pride. You want a bunch of white people come around here prying in your business and looking under your bed?
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what they do. Look under your bed, down your throat, and up your mattress. And while they're prowling, your stomach's growling.
Well, Pop, that's what the welfare thing is set up for people in financial trouble. Now, what do you think we pay taxes for? We'd just be taking advantage of something that was set up for people like us.
What does that mean, people like us?
Well, you know, poor people, the have-nots.
The have-nots? Well, if the have-nots could get something from the haves. Say the haves gave the have-nots half of what they have, then the haves would still be the haves, but the have-nots would be the have-somethings.
Don't you stop it.
Well, what do you want to do? Go on welfare? Is that what you want to do?
Look, I don't want to go on welfare. I'm just trying to figure a way out of this.
Well, I'd rather do what I did back in 1932. Sell apples on the street corner.
You mean you want to sell apples?
No, I can't sell apples with my arthritis. Maybe I can sell some grapes.
Well, maybe we could sell some blood.
What?
Well, the hospitals pay you for blood.
Well, they ain't gonna get none of mine. My heart's having enough trouble now pumping the little blood I do have back and forth. This blood ain't for sale. It stays with the original owner.
Well, there they are. The bill collectors have arrived.
Well, I don't feel that way. You know what? My left hand is itching, and that's a sure sign of money.
Honesta.
My left hand lied to me.
Hello, Lamont.
How you doing, Aunt Esther?
Oh, I'm just fine, except for these broken down knees and this crick in my back, spots in front of my eyes, blood pressure rising. Other than that, I'm just fine.
Esther, what do you tell people when you're sick?
How are you, Fred?
Well, I ain't half as dead as you. If I felt like you and looked like you, I'd go down to Forest Lawn Cemetery and hang around a while.
Would you like a cup of coffee, Aunt Esther?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, squeeze out a few of them browns, son. We might have another cup left.
Down out again, Humphrey. You were a deadbeat the day my sister married you. And you still a deadbeat today.
Listen, Esther, now you know good and well the day I married your sister, I was loaded.
Yeah, you was loaded all right. You were so drunk you fell on the preacher.
Well, I had to get drunk to look at your ugly family.
Don't you talk about my family.
I'll talk about your family. Listen, for years people going around saying, black is beautiful. They took one look at your family and said, hold everything.
Well, that's something you wouldn't understand. We have inner beauty.
Yeah, what?
Inner beauty.
Well, you better put your liver where your face is.
You are crude and evil, and most of all, you stupid.
How'd you like one across your lips?
wrong track.
Come on now.
Come on, Stumpy.
Stumpy, I'm tall enough to give you three of these in your nose.
Come on. Oh, no, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
I won't.
Oh, no, you won't.
Would you stop it? Would you two stop it?
Tell us.
I'm surprised at you. You mean to tell me you'd hit a lady?
No, I wouldn't hit a lady, but I'd hit her.
Here's your coffee, Aunt Esther.
Thank you, Lamont.
Why you always come around here and won't pick a fight with me, Esther?
I didn't come around here to pick no fight. I came here to ask you a favor.
Well, what is it?
I'd like to use your place for our Sunday morning Bible meeting.
Who, you mean you and all them cackling sisters you always be with? Uh-uh. This is a junkyard, not a hen house.
All we planned to do was to drink some tea, discuss a few chapters of St. Paul, eat some homemade cookies. The ladies were going to contribute for refreshments.
Well, why do your group want to meet here in my junkyard?
Well, number one, we try to bring the spirit to those who need it most.
Uh-huh.
And number two, I felt it would be a good idea for Lamont's sake.
Keep going.
And number three, the places we usually meet in are unavailable.
Bingo.
Well, do we get it or don't we?
No, you don't get it. I mean, as to why you think you come over here and I let you use my place.
I was moved by the words of the good book. He that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. That's Matthew.
Well, you have asked it and been turned down it. Now find it someplace else it. That's Fred.
All right, Fred. But I feel sorry for Lamont. You've raised him to be a backslider just like yourself.
Who you calling a backslider, witch?
You a backslider because you do not believe.
I believe I'm gonna knock you out of here. That's what I believe.
And what's more, you a evil-minded, selfish old man.
Listen, Heath, if you ain't out of here by the time I count to three, I put a lump on your head, look like a wig on top of a natural on top of a wig.
And if you lay one hand on me, I'll unscrew your arm from your shoulder and beat your brains out. You are a heathen. That's what you are, a heathen. A no good heathen. And you're going to pay for your sins one of these days, you miserable old buzzard.
I'm so glad she's gone, but she never leave. Listen, son, I think I got a solution for our problem. I got it from Madam Big Mouth.
Would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Well, you know, she said something about her sisters contributing for the refreshments.
So?
So that's what we do. We invite a bunch of people here and charge admission on the door and sell them some food and drinks. You know, like the old Harlem rent parties.
Well, I thought you said you still had your pride. Isn't that charity?
How's it charity? I'm giving them something for their money, some food and drink.
I don't think much of the idea.
You don't think much of it?
Nope.
Well, I can think something myself, can't I? What do you think?
Well, first of all, where are you going to get the money to buy this food and drinks that you're going to sell?
What do you mean? Didn't you say we had $30 between us?
Yeah.
Well, do you know how much pig feed, potato salad, and beer you can buy with $30? You can buy enough stuff to keep a whole house full of people belching the whole weekend.
I don't like the idea of having a party.
Why not? We can make a lot of money and have some fun doing it. See, and I'll act as a host. You know what I mean? I'll greet the people. How that song go? No use of sitting alone in your room. Come to the cabaret.
Forget it.
Life is a cabaret, oh, chum.
Forget it.
Come to the cabaret. Forget it. Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I think we ought to ask for an extension on all our bills. You know, gas, electric, heat. If we can get an extension, if we can get about 2 weeks, we'll be all right.
Well, listen, if we don't get it, then can we have the party?
We're not going to need it, because we'll get the extension.
Instead of sitting alone in the room, come to the
forget
cabaret.
It. Forget it.
Come to the cabaret.
Would you forget it? Hello? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, listen, I was just about to call you to ask you for an extension.
Who is it?
It's the phone company. They say if we don't pay the bill, they're going to cut it off.
Give me that. Hello? Yeah, this is Fred Sanford. Yeah, the phone is listed in my name. Say, listen, what make you folks think you can come over here and cut somebody's phone off just because they're a little bit behind in their bill? Listen, I need my phone for my place of business. That's right. I wish one of you would come over here and try to cut my phone off. I'd put my foot in your hello. Dead.
That's just great. Now what do we do?
No use of sitting alone in the room. Come to the cabaret. Come to the
Upstairs is off limits to the guest. You see, upstairs is sleeping quarters for the establishment.
But I was just looking for the washroom.
Well, didn't they tell you? We made arrangement with the filling station up on the corner. Excuse me. Say, brother, can you take your foot off my couch? That's genuine vinyl. Hey, Phil, pal, good to see you.
Fine.
Enjoy yourself. How are you, dear? Hey. Now, pardon me, friend. Don't put your ashes on my rug. Where do you think people come from? How you folks? You having fun? Good. Eat all you want. Just leave some. Well, how you feel, folks?
What is that you're wearing?
Tuxedo. How do I look?
You look like a tall, gray-haired penguin.
Listen, I had this suit for 30 years. Look at it. Ain't no hole in it.
Yeah, there's no holes in it because the moths refuse to eat it.
You don't even know nothing, do you? I married your mother in this suit. Ain't had it on since. Look at that. Still got some rice in the pocket.
You sure them ain't maggots? You're not gonna wear that thing all night, are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna wear it all night. People used to say I look like Edward G. Robinson. You know, Little Caesar. Yeah. Yeah, I'm running this place, you know? It's my place.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, darling, you're just in time. Wow, you're looking good. Give me that cape. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Hey, darling, just go on out there and mingle a little bit.
What is that?
What do you think it is, a water buffalo? That's Leslie Parker's niece. She's our bunny. You know, like a bunny at the Playboy Club.
She looks more like a rabbit from the Plowboy Club. You know, you really are ridiculous.
Hello, Fred. Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Bubba, I'm Lamont, and he's Fred.
Right. Three of the nicest guys you want to meet.
You look like you've already been to a party, Bubba. You're drunk.
Yeah, I was celebrating the election results. I was celebrating McGovern getting elected.
Hey, what's wrong with you, Bubba? Don't you know that Nixon got reelected?
Nixon? Well, now I'm really going to have to get drunk.
Listen, Bubba. What you need is some food. Why don't you get something to eat?
No thanks, Fred. I'm driving.
Come on in, Bubba. You're blocking the entrance. You won't even have to pay admission.
You gonna let me in for free?
Of course. You're my best friend, ain't you?
Yeah, you're my best friend too, Fred. I've been on you for 35 years.
Now, don't start that, Bubba.
I know where
you're from. Bubba, Hey, Bubba, enjoy yourself. Good evening, gentlemen. Now, come right in. Mission's $1. Get the money, Lamont. That's it. Look around, fellas. Look around. Everything's fine. Admission is $1. Payable in one big soft one, a whole lot of little hard ones. they trying to do? Crash the party? Where's my baseball bat?
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. Now, wait a minute. Now, don't start nothing with those guys. They look kind of big.
I don't care how big they are. They're trying to crash the party. Nobody crashes but me. And I think I'll start with their scuffs. Say, pardon me, gentlemen. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said it's a dollar per head. Or would you rather me make that one baseball bat per scuff?
You in charge here? You the owner?
Yeah. I'm also the owner of a baseball bat.
Look, can we go someplace where it's quiet where we can talk? It's a little too noisy in here. Is that?
Look, we've had our talk, and the next noise you hear will be the rat-a-tat-tat of my baseball bat on your skull.
How about in here, huh? Come on.
Hey, man, what are you pushing on me for? Don't be pushing on me, shoving on me. Look out, man, you can mess my suit up.
All right, Ola, come on. Come on, now, sit down there.
Listen, what is this? What is wrong with you guys? Listen, if you're not out of here by the time I count to three, you're going to be sorry. One, two, three. Okay, I'm going to count to ten. One.
Sit down.
You heard the man. Sit down.
Say, who are you guys? What do you want?
All right, we'll put it to you straight. We want to be your partners.
Well, ain't but two people in this junk business, me and my son.
We're not talking about the junk business. We're talking about the party business.
Huh?
Look, you got a good thing going here. And what we propose to you is that you use the junk business in front as a dodge, you understand? While a party is going on inside. We have drinking, gambling, fun, you understand? Fun.
No, you fellas don't understand. See, this party is just for the night. We're trying to raise a little money.
I know, but I say why stop? Keep it going. That way we make lots of money.
Keep it going?
Yeah, continuously, 24 hours a day. With you as the host.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm 65 years old. That'll kill me.
Then we'll just have to get another host.
No, listen. Just forget about it. I ain't interested. What are you fellas, gangsters? Gangsters, ain't you?
Now, here's the deal, partner. You see, we offer you our protection, you know, just to make sure nothing bad happens.
You can't open up no place here. You know what I mean? Not like that. You gotta have a license.
A license? Show them the license.
You in business.
Good.
Well, listen, I ain't never been in no trouble with the law before, and this sounds like trouble.
Trouble? Why? Why? We take care of everything. Your nose is clean.
Yeah, my nose is clean, but the rest of my body gonna need a bath.
What's going on in here?
He'll explain it all to you. Right, partner?
What are you talking about, partner?
Well, we're going into the party business together. You see, you got a good thing going here, but we're gonna make it even better.
Listen, we don't want no partners, so you can just clear out of here right now because nobody's afraid. Hello, partners.
All right, we'll see you guys later and keep the party going. Come on.
Hey, Pop, who were those guys?
They're gangsters. They want to turn this place into a drinking and gambling joint.
But that's ridiculous. We can't do that.
But I'm afraid we're going to have to, son. Remember? They made us an offer. We can't refuse.
Man, I didn't get no sleep at all last night. Where have you been?
I went out for a walk. Son, what are we going to do? They're turning our place into the Sanford Hilton. Bubba, what are you doing?
I'm looking for the bunny girl. Yeah, bunny, bunny, bunny. Come on, bunny. Where are you, bunny, bunny? Come on, bunny, bunny. Come on, bunny, bunny, bunny.
I hope he finds it so he can stop drinking all that liquor.
Oh, no.
But it... Oh, come on, folks, please.
I knew this party thing wasn't going to work out. You and your money-making schemes.
Well, listen, maybe if we stay in the kitchen, they won't bother us.
That's great, Pop. We're going to live, eat, sleep in the kitchen with no bathroom.
Well, maybe I didn't tell you. We made an arrangement with the filling station on the corner.
That's right. Just keep making jokes, but we're in trouble. Big trouble.
Hey. Sanford! You back there? Look at this. Sanford, you ain't a very good host. I mean, look at this party. It's dying here.
Well, listen, if you don't want to be in trouble, you better go and get out of here, because this place is going to be raided.
What?
That's right. This place is going to be raided, so if you want to be in it, you better get on out of here now.
You call the cops? Is that what you did?
Say, wait a minute. No, leave him alone. You wouldn't hurt an old man.
Fred Santa, what is this? What's going on?
Just what you see, Esther.
Why, this place is crawling with sin.
And yeah, ain't it?
We won't have our Bible meeting here not long as this is going on, right, lady? Amen.
Why,
who are they? Huh?
These Esther's Raiders.
And we have a Bible meeting here this morning.
Yeah, well, we got a party going on here now.
And the party is over. Get out.
No, you can't throw us out.
Oh, no.
No.
Get out. What? Get out.
I thought you said you called the cops.
I didn't call no cops. Esther's tough as any cop, and her mouth is bigger.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies. We can have our Bible meeting now. Come on in. Come on in, Fred.
You don't want me in there, Esther.
Oh, yes, we do. Let's go.
Esther, I ain't going to no Bible meeting. That's it.
That's what you think. Get in there.
Hey, Red.
Get in there.
Well, that takes care of the gas, the electric, and the phone company. And that clears us up for the rest of the month.
And how much you got left?
$40.
Perfect. $30 for the food stuff we bought, and $10 to get the place cleaned up.
Wait a minute. Who's going to charge us $10 for cleaning up this place?
I am. The door.
You figured that out all by yourself, huh?
Hey, come on in.
Come on in. The door's open. See, you didn't believe that party would work out, did you? You ought to listen to me more. I raised you. Shut up.
Good morning.
Oh, hello there, Aunt Esther.
Good morning.
Esther, what are you doing here this early?
Fred, my Bible meeting friends appreciated you letting us use your place yesterday.
Well, think nothing of it, Esther. I do unto others as others has did unto me.
And so I have a request. We would like to meet here every Sunday morning.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. No. No, nothing doing. You can't do that. Ain't no way.
Listen, Fred, if you don't let us have this place, I have those hoodlums come back and take over again.
You wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Just watch me. Now, what would it be, us or those gangsters?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.